I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. But the Holy Ghost brought beauty out of darkness. When He came on display, God now spoke, let there be light, and there. Every time the Holy Ghost combines with the world, the manifestation is shown. He moved and God spoke with the world. Combination of the two came back to life. Now hear this. Everything that we said today, as you believe God's word, just as it was in Genesis chapter 1, so shall it be in your life. When it comes, you don't push mountains, mountains are given up. They just go back to the way. That's why this service will mark the end of that obstacle confronting you in the name of Jesus. The good news is this. Someone's toiling has come to an end. Say, someone's toiling has come to an end. Showed me whatever I've lost in life, I shall recover. Finance, health, pregnancy, jobs, name them. Call it by name. That thing I lost, I will recover. Name it. What I lost, I shall recover. I shall recover. I will recover by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. In verse 3 says, then shalt thou go on forward. Go on what? Whatever God said to one, He said to all. So this shall be an anointing of progress. Forward, didn't say backward and forward. Forward, that means continuous lifting. Say to someone, after today, you go forward. There'll be progress. There will be progress. So restoration, then progress. Everything you have lost shall be restored. And then you will go forward. Say to yourself, I will go forward. Say like a child of God. Say it and mean it. If a man will go forward, he cannot be stagnated. So the anointing will break stagnation in your life. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, stagnation shall be broken. That ministry will grow. The work will grow. Yes. Your business will grow. Yes. Your finance will grow. Yes. Your life will grow. Yes. Even your womb that has been stagnated, if you want pregnancy, will grow. Yes. The babies will grow. Yes. Everything about you will go forward. Even the academics, you will go forward. You go forward. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout aloud, hallelujah. That beast that was crawling, it won't crawl again. Yeah. Have you not heard it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke from off thy neck? And that yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Every yoke trying to put you down. Now hear this. Jesus said, I will rise. And they said, put a stone and stop him. That's what I'm saying. Stagnation. It can't come up. Every time you see a quarterly degree, is the devil. He said, put a seal it. In modern time, is use a hardcore. And make sure this man does not come off. But he declared with his mouth. That's why when we say, don't keep quiet. He said, I will destroy this temple. And on the third day, I will raise it up. But who rose him up? The Holy Ghost. Who raised him up? The Holy Ghost. He was the one that brought him out of the grave. And he's the one we are talking about now. You know what I'm talking about. And at the appointed time, no devil could stop him. No man prayed for Jesus. Disciples didn't pray for Jesus. But he declared it. And the Holy Ghost went into action. And brought him out. I don't care even if your health is being damaged by the devil. Even if your business looks as if it can't rise again. Today, not tomorrow. With your mind that you have declared, you will rise again. That burden shall be lifted off. The grave was broken. The barriers were removed. Everything was destroyed. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, whatever Satan has placed on you as a burden, today, not tomorrow, burden of poverty, burden of failure, burden of barrenness, not tomorrow, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, such burden shall be removed out of your way. They will be removed out of your way. Say this day, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every burden shall be removed. Now hear this and hear me well. He's the one that heals. If you are used to our administration in this church, you find out we don't struggle for miracles. Who removes the sickness? Him. You have seen cancer vanish here. You have seen the dead come back to life. He removed the burden of death. Is it ordinary sickness he will not remove? Is it ordinary somebody giving you bad news he will not remove? He removed dead out of Jesus' way. I came to announce to you, no matter how hopeless you think that case is, today, Likambro here, Kitalin, Janto Brekiata, Zebo, Ketu Brekutala, you will not wake up tomorrow to see it. You will not wake up tomorrow to see it. It will be out of your path in the name of Jesus. As you're waking up to hear good news. Policies will change to favor you. The bad news you heard yesterday, you will hear good news today. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 4. The Bible said, and they will salute thee. They will do what? They didn't say they will spit on you. They will salute you, greet you. Where they despised you before, they will now greet you. So the anointing make men to greet you. The Bible didn't say they will despise you or grieve you. They will greet you. It makes you to be dignified. In the place of shamification, you enjoy glorification. Where you were despised before, you are marked out for distinction. They will greet you. Places where nobody recognizes you, after today, they'll tell you, come in. Where they despised you before, rejected you before, they will accept you. That is who God, you are the one God is talking about, not somebody else. The Bible was written so you can have it and appropriate it to yourself. Who is God speaking to? Are you sure you are the one? Whom did he say they will greet? That means where you were despised before, you be accepted. They will not grieve you, they will greet you. Your name shall be turned to a liar's favor. Your name shall be turned to a liar's favor. Your name shall be turned to a liar's favor. He said, even your garment shall smell with favor. God is referring to you as a man that will smell favor. He said, through thy favor, that's made me to stand strong, to stand out. In the midst of multitude, I came to announce to you that God will beam his light on you. After today, you will be singled out for another level of favor. I say it in the name of Jesus Christ. God will single your company, single you out, and give you favor that you have never thought of. The louder your amen, you are the one. Anointing compares the powers that be to favor people. He said, the daughter of Tyre, which means the world rulers in their time. In essence, God is saying, by today's anointing, powers that be, men in authority all over the world, it is you they will favor first before anyone. Men and women will be seeking to bestow favor upon you. And I, if you believe that, say amen to that. Say amen like a child of God. Say amen like a child of God. I will be favored. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, audio CD, and MP3, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
If you want to doubt, not the word. God said, let there be light. There was light. So what you say is what you have. He said, I've been saying it, say it with understanding now. God cannot lie. Hello. Jesus said, forget Lazarus. I'm going to wake him up. Every time you see and read in the Bible, you find that no matter what happens, God will always speak what he wants to see. Yes, Lazarus died, but he didn't say Lazarus has died. He said, I'm going to wake him up. Though he was dead, I'm going to wake him up. Yes, you lost your business, but keep saying, I'm going to get it back. Even God Almighty had challenges. So challenges are not new. But every time they come, God speaks what he wants. There was darkness and God said, let there be light. There was dead Lazarus and said, Lazarus will come back again. He died and he said, I will rise again. So I came to announce to you, your story has changed. Your story has changed. Your story has changed. Someone's story has changed. In the name of Jesus. The least you will ever be before this month is over is 10 times your size. It's minimum 10 times your size. I'm speaking to someone in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to someone in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now hear this and hear me well. In verse 4, where we read, he said, they will salute thee and give thee 2 loaves of bread which thou shalt receive of their hands. That means you will not even ask. Favor will be coming. You will not what? Favor will come. That's how you will be anywhere after today. Things you didn't even remember, you didn't ask for, they will say, will you do them? Can I tell you something? I'm having a word of knowledge. God is dropping something that may look big to you today and will give you something you never thought of. The exit of the caterpillar is the bat of the butterfly. So the exit of that small thing is the bat of a big one. I'm speaking by the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's why I know somebody today, in the next 7 days, you will laugh in the open. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That young man said, we'll marry you. The next one coming, the wedding will shake nations. He left you, he says it. God has something better. She told you she won't marry you. God has something better. In verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. That means you become a sign producer. You be turned into another man. You exercise dominion. And let it be when these signs are come unto thee, verse 7, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. He said dominion. The kind of things God will do in your life will make so many come to Jesus Christ. They'll be tools for evangelism. That's the way God will bless you. You don't preach. God was so blessed that just your name alone, some will come to Christ. That is what will happen after today. For students, hear this, it shall make your quick understanding. Every dull student that came to announce to you, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, put your hand on your head as a point of contact. Everyone reading, be of quick understanding in the name of Jesus. Shall make you of quick understanding. You will not read and not understand again. When you read from today, you will understand instantly. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 12 before I take protection. Verse 12 says, And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? Look at someone and say, the next proverbial wonder shall be me. You and I will step into that realm. That they will look at you after. Is he also among those married? Is he also among the multi-billionaires? The next surprise to this generation, you will not be left out. Who will be the next wonder? 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 Because you are hearing this message, Saul did not plan to prophesy, but he found himself where the anointers were. Because you are part of this anointing, whether on tape, on anywhere you're hearing it, I decree, and if you believe, that the next wonder to the world shall be you. Is yours among those who don't board cars? Is yours among those who are dedicating children? If you are the next one, say with your mouth, I'll be the next proverbial wonder. I will be the next wonder to my world. Say in the area you want to be a wonder with your mouth. I'll be the next wonder in this area of my life. I'll be among those who employ. I'll be among those who dedicate children. Say where you want to be a wonder to your world. Say it and mean it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Someone who believes what I'm saying now, we have a testimony before this time next year. Accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
What is praise?
Praise is simply adoring God for who He is. When we say we are praising God, we are talking about the greatness of God. We are adoring Him in songs, in dance, in words.
Why should we praise God?
You are praising God because you know there is hope. Although the victory shall not blossom, yet I will return. Because I know there's a fruit of God.
Who should praise God?
Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth. So the earth will not produce fruit to you, no matter what you're doing until you
praise. A place of praise is a place of lifting, victory, perfection, signs, and wonders. In this series of praise teaching, David Abiyomi unfolds to you the importance of praise, how to get results in praise, and how to sustain your miracle through praise.
My expectations have been met.
The miracle today is something else.
So I'm blessed today. I'm blessed more than any other service.
Right inside the service, all my expectations have been answered.
Experience the wonders of God through praise as you join David Abiyomi in this unconventional, practical, spiritual adventure. To get a total series in DVD, audio CD, and MP3 formats, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't work to earn, you work to learn. You work to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, audio CD, and MP3, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in your our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.